When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, fam? Tom Davis here, America's Canine Educator. How y'all doing?
Hope you're doing very well out there. This video is for you if you're interested in becoming a more successful dog trainer, or you're having troubles with your dogs at home and you can't quite break some of the things that you're working with, or you can't develop the behaviors that you want. Today we're going to be briefly talking about just dog training tools and dog training tools in general. Why we use them, why we shouldn't use them, when not to use them, etc. Not really, really descriptive, but I am going to spend a couple minutes talking about it. I hope it gives you guys value at home. I hope it helps you understand tools and how to actually progress in your dog training career and or just your dog training with your dog at home. Very, very fast, very effectively, very humanely. Ready, here we go.
So the first thing is, I want to just explain to people that dog training tools are tools to help us form a behavior, stop a behavior, have a clearer picture faster. And for me, dog training tools are there to teach and correct. And once that's done, then after that, they are there just for safety. And so if you have to use tools, one of the big questions I get all the time is, use a harness, learn how to train a dog. You don't have to use tools, learn how to train a dog. Well, I'm going to get to that in a second, but I just want to let you know that if you use tools to help shape behaviors, it's just a lot faster. It makes more sense to the dogs. The dogs learn through communicative physical, not force, because that's what automatically people think that we do is, all we're doing is we're prying dogs into position and we're forcing them to do stuff, and that's absolutely ludicrous. You sound absolutely insane when you say that. Quite comical, actually, but it does give me an opportunity to say, wait a minute, let me explain what we're actually doing here, which is great.
So, moving forward, tools are there to teach. And, of course, when we're teaching kids things, they speak English for the most part. So when you say, no, not that one, this one, or no, you can't do that, you're going to get in trouble. They understand that. And with dogs, especially with adolescent dogs or dogs who have never had structure in their life, you really have to make sure that you're making sense really fast. And so that's what the tools allows us to do, is to actually communicate to the dog faster. And when I say more humane, which I've said a couple times, is I don't want to use a flat collar when a dog's dragging down the road. I don't want to use a flat collar when you got a 100-pound dog dragging a small person down the road. It's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt the dog's trachea and larynx and do all sorts of different damage. Harnesses are one of those things that they are great. I use them a lot, but not for training purposes as far as teaching new behaviors for the most part, because it doesn't have any discipline within the training equipment. And so that's a piece of equipment that I use frequently. That is dog training equipment that has no aversive on it, and nothing like that to the dog that causes the dog any stress. And so moving forward, I want to make sure that you understand that when we do use prong collars, e-collars, plastic pinch collars, dominant dog collars, slip collars, whatever type of tool that we're using, it's just to teach. Plain and simple. You ask a dog to sit and they know sit and they're like, yeah, screw you. And they flip you off. What are you going to do? You have two options. You take the road of like, okay, fine, I don't care. Well, that'll bubble up everywhere else, just like parenting. And then the other thing is if they do it, yay, praise. So we want to be 99, 98% purely positive, good job, always rewarding good behavior, having that really strong relationship. And then the other 2 to 1% is, hey, if you know the behavior and you're being a jerk and you're just like, screw you, I don't care, which happens frequently with most dogs, then you need something to effectively be able to communicate to them that there is a consequence for doing that. That's why we have stop signs. That's why we obey speed limits. That's why when we see a cop, we slow down. Why? Because we don't want to have some sort of consequence for our actions. It doesn't always mean physical harm. Every time we get pulled over, it doesn't mean I'm going to get beat up. It just simply means there's no physical pain. It just simply means like, hey, there's going to be reprimand for your disobeying of the law, which you knew better.
And so the tools afterwards are very simple, guys. As soon as you teach the dog the behavior and they understand it, then after that, it's just the emergency backup type of stuff. So this is the type of stuff that is very simply going to help you in the future for safety. So that's like a five-star chef having a fire extinguisher in his restaurant and you saying like, hey, learn how to cook. Why do you have that? Okay, that doesn't make any sense. That's like when a NASCAR driver puts on a flame repellent or heat repellent suit. It's like, oh, hey, why don't you learn how to drive? You don't need that. Of course we wouldn't do any of these things. It's like a hockey and or a goalie in hockey. It's like, hey, why are you using pads? Or why are you using gloves? Why are you using helmets? Just stop the puck. Like, that's all you got to do is just stop it. Yeah, but there's a lot of things that we need to put into place to make sure that it's safe and nobody gets hurt. And these things that we're putting into place in our daily lives, like we have seatbelts, we have emergency brakes, we have all these things. God forbid you ever have to use them. Maybe once in your life, twice in your life, you'll ever have to use some of these things that they'll come into play, but we use them. Why? Because they're there for safety, and I'd rather be safe more than anything in the entire world, especially when we're working with our dogs. And so that's one of the big things that I think people have the misconception is when we're using tools. I get comments all the time for the 2% of people out there who just think tools are just punishment tools to get a dog to wrench into position and obey and big macho man Randy Savage type guy. And that's not it at all. It's there just in case we can't control the environment, which guess what? You can't. And if the oh crap moment happens where a dog comes flying out or a squirrel jumps in front of you and you have coffee in one hand, you're gonna be really happy that you had that extra backup to make sure that the dog complied, because they're thinking in their minds like, I don't want to get in trouble, and they don't do it.
Like that. There's a lot of things that are put into place on everyday life that are there just in case, but when it comes down to dog training, it just completely blows over in a different way. And I want people to understand, don't be afraid to use tools with dogs, but the important process and the important part is for you guys at home is to make sure that you apply them properly. Properly. If I take that fire extinguisher that's there in that restaurant to put out a massive fire that can spread and do danger and cause harm to somebody's business, and I spray somebody in the face with it for fun, nobody's going to say, you know what, we should ban fire extinguishers. It's probably a bad idea to have around. We're all going to blame that person. No bad dogs. Do not be afraid to use equipment. They are wonderful if you use them properly.
Now, I don't want to get into specifics on this video because I want to keep them short and sweet for you guys. I want to give you guys a ton of information really, really fast to help you understand your dog better. But moving forward, one of the main things why people all the time about, you know, it could cause stress, it could cause harm. Of course it can. Everything can. Everything good that takes time causes stress in some way, shape, or form. Building your dream house, going on vacation with 10 of your best friends is like the most amazing thing ever, but guess what? You're super stressed about it. You're going to Paris in 3 days and you got to pack and all these things are happening. You're stressed. Like, stress happens on an everyday life. And so one of the other things long term, as I tell people, is, well, could it be painful? Well, sure, but so can braces. But it paints a bigger picture. It makes things beautiful in the end. And the little microsecond of a correction that a dog gets, they're going to go, oh, oops, sorry, that was a bad decision. And then you move forward. And so the ideology of people just having this romantic relationship with their dog of just rainbows and butterflies is absolutely the most inhumane thing I've ever seen in the dog training world. Pet owners, dog owners, listen up. It's very important for you to understand this. Dogs need structure. They need consequences. I've been professionally doing this for almost 10 years. I don't know everything. My way certainly isn't the highway. But I've collected so much information working with wolves, foxes, coyotes, dogs, wild dogs, koi dogs, so many different classes of dogs, working dogs, police dogs, show dogs, rescue dogs, so many different things. And I'm telling you, the worst cases I've ever seen in my entire life are dogs that are welcomed into homes with zero structure, and they get fluffy beds and they get nice food, but they're able to do everything, and they're the most unbehaved, just crazy dogs. And that's the worst cases I've ever seen in my entire life.
And so you guys just have to understand that it's okay to give a dog structure. It's okay to give dogs balance. Don't be fooled by the commercialism of dogs are our kids, and dogs, we can care for them like our kids, but we have to treat them like animals. They need structure, unless they're going to go absolutely mad. You have to understand that. It's so important. And these tools that we use, hey, I'm hungry. I could go to McDonald's and buy a $30 piece of crap prong collar or e-collar that's just made like junk and really isn't going to do any harm. Or I could go to a well-crafted farm-to-table, high, you know, very, very organically grown, like really, really high quality stuff, and buy nice equipment that makes sense, and then go to a person like myself that has years of experience doing this properly and say, hey, how do I do this? This makes a lot more sense. I can't tell you how many people have come to me that have spent thousands and thousands of dollars and a lot of stress working with one-dimensional types of training companies because they can't get out of that rut of like, no, this is the way. If you go somewhere on any platform, it doesn't matter if you're dog training or you're cooking or you're fixing a car, if you go somewhere and somebody tells you there's only one way to do this, you probably ought to start looking for other places, because dogs are animals. We are animals. We need certain things. We're not all cookie cuttered out. We have to understand these things, guys. Sure. I hope this video brought you guys some sort of value, and I really hope that I love talking about this stuff, even right here, just having these little confessions in my new built van. And so I'm going to keep doing this, and I hope it helps you. Every 25 comments left in this, the first 25 comments, I'm going to answer. I'm going to talk to you about your dog. So if you have questions, leave them right now before it hits 25, and then after that, they kind of get lost. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's the only way you can support me online at this moment. I would really appreciate it. It would help continue, influence me to continue to do this stuff for you guys. So subscribe, like, comment if you guys have any questions, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Peace.
Save big money on new windows now at Menards. Update your home with vinyl windows from Geldwin. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Geldwin windows in store, or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more window deals happening this week. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.